Goedenavond, u luistert naar Songwriters Guild Live, een programma voor en door songwriters. Met vandaag als gast Guillaume Maupin, een folkartiest uit Frankrijk die gaat vertellen over zijn avonturen in onder andere Siberië en Kenia. En die net een nieuw album uit heeft samen met zijn band en met de onvolprezen Alasdair Roberts uit Glasgow. Ik ben uw host, Ro Helfheid.
Welcoming Guillaume Maupin
to
the show. Yeah. Hey, I'm great. But my voice is not so great, so bear with me. It's some sort of a cold that is going around, doing its rounds. Guillaume, welcome to the show, and let's start off with a song.
Okay. It's a song in French.
Yeah, you're from France, yeah. So that's great. What's the name of the tune?
It's called Hitze beständig. It's in German because I tell what I have to.
All right. Yeah.
Je peux rester à tes côtés pour voir le ciel étoilé, mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister. On a beau dire, on a beau faire, on ne peut pas tout contrôler, mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister. Que tu viennes me voir à Bruxelles ou l'année prochaine à Yaoundé, mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister. Que tu me répondes en français ou bien en néerlandais, mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister. Je peux rester à tes côtés pour voir le ciel étoilé, mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister. Mais à la chaleur de ton corps, moi je ne peux pas résister.
That's a great tune.
Thank you.
And it has a German title. How is that?
Yeah, well, a friend and I were invited in Antwerp in September to participate to an exhibition, crazy exhibition around the lake in Antwerp, and it was called Hitze beständig. So resistance to the heat.
Yeah, Hitze beständig.
Yeah, and so, I wrote two or three songs for that really quickly, and I had this tune and I didn't do anything with it. And this summer I met some girls from Chad and I started just to play the tune and they started
Chad,
to dance.
You're saying.
Yeah. And they started to dance to it. And
it sounds a bit African.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My idea was to do a sort of West African style tune.
It is. You're right.
But I was not prepared to sing on it. I was just, it was a guitar thing just to chill out. And then.
And they were there by purpose or they were there just...
I just met them, it was summer and then...
And you decided to play that because you thought it would be... something they would like, or was it just coincidence?
It was a bit coincidental.
Wow, that's great.
And then they started to dance, and I thought, wow. So, and there were some wasps around them, attacking them.
Oh.
And so I started to improvise a song about the wasp attacking them, and then we laughed, and it was fun. And then when my friend Daniel said, hey, we should write songs about Hitze beständig, we had to write quickly. So I got this tune that I could improvise to, and then...
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're a folk artist.
Yeah.
Of course, Malinese and Chad, music from Chad is, of course, it's very folky.
Yeah.
And you're into that as well. So you're into folk music from all around the world.
Yeah, a lot. I mean,
that's interesting. Yeah. I've been to Mali myself, actually, and wow. I really liked the...
Which is my main African guitar influence, is Mali. I mean, I listened to Ali Farka Touré when I was a teenager. He's, I guess I could say he's one of my favorite guitarists ever, so
I'm into that, I totally get it. It's the it's one of the roots of pop music, you know?
Yeah, somehow.
And yeah, for sure. And they still do it there, so great. So you toured all around the world, even in Siberia, and
How did you
get that?
It was crazy. I had a friend. She's French, and she's a great philosopher. And she was working for 1 year at Alliance Française in Novosibirsk, which is the biggest town in Siberia.
And she's a videographer.
No, she's a philosopher.
Oh, philosopher.
Yeah, yeah. Right. She's a specialist on Oriental philosophy and stuff. And
yeah.
And she was there 1 year with a boyfriend that I also know very well. He's from Brussels. Yeah. And she invited me twice with my roommate, who is also writing songs in French.
Okay.
And twice in the same year, in 2009, we went to Siberia to do some concerts. And everything went wrong, and it was a crazy, two crazy tours. And one of the most intense days of my life. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So.
How is the audience over there?
Sometimes very scarce.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes there were lots of people and girls waiting in line to have autographs, although they had no idea who we were. And
yeah.
In some other moments, it was the other way around. People really didn't care, and it was everything. That's Russia. Nothing is...
It's a huge place, so...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it was tough, and it was sometimes very not funny, but, you know, great experience. And sometimes it was totally crazy and enjoyable and... And I was not drinking much alcohol at this part of my life. And
sorry, what is?
It was 10 years ago, and I was not drinking much alcohol back then.
And now it's part of your life.
It's, you know, there you have no choice. So it was
crazy. Yeah, that's funny. You recorded a single.
Yeah.
Is it a single?
Yeah, it's a single. Yeah.
Maybe you can show it to the people to the camera.
Yeah.
It's you gave it out yourself. It's your own label with the title Konieshna.
Yeah, it means of course. So it was like an exercise. I'm using these words in every line, and of course means always something different according to what I'm saying before.
Oh yeah, nice.
And it's in Russian, so I had also this idea to use the five or six Russian words I've learned there.
And so there's only Russian in that song?
No, it's in English, but then I'm just popping in the stupid words that the tourist is running when he's there. And
yeah, so that's how it goes.
Yep.
That's great. You want to play another song for me?
Yep. Well, actually, it's quite a big coincidence, but it's today the birthday of someone I know in Amsterdam.
Okay.
So I wrote a song.
You wrote a song today or?
Last night, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. You're playing it now.
Yeah.
So it's a real it's a premiere.
It's yeah.
On the live stream on Facebook.
And maybe a last. You know, it's a birthday song, so you don't play a birthday song twice. So and it's
that's true. Yeah.
It's a take on a Lead Belly song.
Oh yeah.
So Lead Belly is one of my favorite performer, and it's the original song is called Irene Goodnight, and it's a very important folk song because it was re-recorded by Pete Seeger and the Weavers. Early 50s, and it started the old folk revival craze.
Oh, yeah, with that song. Okay, yeah. I didn't even know that. I know the song. But.
Yeah, so then everybody recorded it, you know, like Frank Sinatra to Eric Clapton to even Ray Cooder released a single just for the Netherlands, and it bombed. It didn't work at all.
For the Netherlands?
Yeah. So it is a special Dutch feel.
And you've got your own version.
And I
now.
Got my own version, yeah. And my friend's birthday, so my friend's called Iris, so
that's nice.
Why I thought of it. So.
All right.
Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris. Good night, Iris. I'll see you in my dreams. 'Twas heaven in Burgundy, 'twas intense in your town, but then I had to sink back down
to the bottom of my water filled tank. So Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris, good night. Iris, I'll see you in my dreams. Wish I could dance like you, be always on the move. I joined your roller coaster ride from that singing tree to the moon. Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris, good night. Iris, I'll see you in my dream. You're back to your fulfilled life, and I am back to mine. I'll miss the way you look at things, your stories and your smile. So Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris. Good night, Iris. I'll see you in my dream. You singing next to me, you moaning in my ears, you laughing, talking hastily, and your hundred faces. And Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris, good night. Iris, I'll see you in my dream. Iris, good night. Iris, good night. Good night, Iris. Good night, Iris, I'll see you in my dream.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
That's, yeah. So Iris, I hope she's listening, or at least she will.
Yeah, maybe.
She'll hear it later if you send her the link.
Yeah.
I was reading up on your bio just now, and I saw some really wonderful things. You've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
played with some really well-known people, like Beck. Is that
yeah,
the Beck?
The
Beck? Or how did that go?
Yeah, it was... I was a young and wild
okay.
man. It was in 2003.
Yeah.
And he released Sea Change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he played solo in Paris. And I was a bit disappointed by the gig. And it was in a big venue. Mm. But we were sitting. And I had some... actually, some Dutch... pirate records from him from the 90s, where people were asking him to play a song called Mexico.
Okay.
And he was screaming, Mexico! And he was playing it.
Yeah.
So I did the same. But I shouted like super loud, like,
yeah.
Mexico! And everybody, it was like, you know, like, whoa.
What is he doing?
And he said, well, I'm sorry, I don't remember. And I said, well, I'm going to help you. I said, come on stage. And then I did.
Oh, that's great.
And... So we sang the song, and I didn't remember the lyrics, so I started to improvise, and so he was just laughing, and and it was at a time when there is no phones like now, but the people had mini disc.
Yeah.
So somebody recorded this and sent it to me, so I put it on my first album.
Oh, that's awesome.
A duet with Beck as a pirate thing to do. So.
That's awesome. You've also been to Kenya.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to Kenya as well. Did you like it?
Ah, well, I loved it. I stayed a month in Nairobi.
Oh, yeah, you stayed for a long time. Good.
Yeah.
I was only 2 weeks in Mombasa.
Yeah.
But how was Nairobi?
it's crazy. And I also had some crazy adventures. I knew a guy there who was like 55. He's a French dude, and he used to live in Nigeria, and he was friend with Fela Kuti in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And after 3 days I was there, he took me to Kibera, which is supposedly the biggest slum in
Kibera, yeah.
And then I met, you know, painting artists and slammers. And
nice.
We became friends, and that's why I stayed a month in Nairobi and didn't move, because
You were feeling very welcome.
Yeah.
Very welcomed, or how do you say that? Yeah. They were making you feel very welcome, something like that.
And yeah, so we did music together, and I also directed a film that we showed there in Kibera with them.
Hmm.
And so I'm volunteering in a cinema in Brussels, Cinema Nova.
Yeah.
And I'm organizing with other people a festival called Africa is in the Future. And so I stayed very close to one of the guy there who is my age, and he's a good slammer. And I decided to invite him. So I spent 9 weeks of my life to organize everything.
You did that?
Yeah, the visa, everything. And
oh,
the
wow,
passport.
That's such a good thing you did that.
And then he stayed 10 days at mine, and he did some concerts and recorded also together. And now I just finished these days to edit a thing of what we did together to play in a Kenyan radio to help him get more attention and trying to do some more projects with him. So yeah,
I've got a friend in the Gambia who's a jelly, mm-hmm. you know, a bard, and he's finding it very hard to come over to Europe. And I tried to make it work, but it didn't happen for some reason. I got some administrative hurdles.
It's very difficult.
You know, you have to make certain kind of money to, and I was like, oh, I don't make that money. So yeah. We'll talk some later about that. Maybe you can, have some ideas about that.
Of course.
So I always want to help him out. Because it's such a hard thing, huh? These people are so talented, and it's so hard for them to come over to Europe.
Yeah.
They don't want to stay here. They want to play here and come and go back.
Yeah.
But the Europeans are all like, you know, you cannot come because we don't trust you.
Yeah.
We think you might stay.
Yeah, no, like, I really had to push because, you know, I went there, I met some people there when I was there. From the French embassy or from I had the help of the Goethe Institute, the German cultural stuff, and they all knew me. So I really called everyone and said,
this guy's legit. He's trustworthy.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it's really, you know, nine weeks.
It's a shame. Yeah. But it's good that you did that.
Yeah. I'm very happy. I mean, when I was there, he was very showing me everything, welcoming, inviting me to eat at his place, meet his mom.
Yeah.
You know, I had to.
And how's the music over there? I believe they have something called Bobo or something.
Yeah, but
that's the pop music of Kenya,
right?
Yeah,
but what I saw is that here in Kibera, they're barely instruments. People really do music with their phones and they slam on it, and that's what people do.
So they use apps to make music.
So to see me with an instrument, it was already fun.
Like, oh, he's got a guitar? Oh, he's got a guitar, yeah.
So some old guys were playing, but my friends were saying, oh, we'll visit them later. And then,
Never happened.
And then, but
you were just—they were just playing around with their phones, which is great. Yeah. I mean, it's an instrument, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no judgment involved. It's just, you know, that's what they
do. It's a new folk instrument, isn't it?
Yeah. Somehow, you know, and
because it's what's laying around.
Yeah.
That's what folk instruments should be, right?
Yeah.
Should be the thing that's laying around.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, it's like people were shooting in 16 millimeters for the film.
Mm.
But now if you shoot in 16 millimeters, it's not
that's like,
around.
Oh,
it's vintage, which is also fine. But I mean, you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with folk music. You know,
So nowadays,
it's
folk music.
Do,
yeah. So actually, I'm just having a brainwave here. Nowadays, folk music is made, actually, by people with phones.
Well,
if you look really at the what folk music means, you know, not what we make of it, but yeah, that's
well.
I'm having a brainwave here. That's good.
So yeah.
And what kind of music? What kind of music was it? Was it like
hip hop
or
yeah? And there were reggae was very big there.
Oh yeah.
It was interesting because we were talking about Fela and stuff, and they were not into this Nigerian stuff and
Fela Kuti. Yeah.
Yeah, they were listening to some Nigerian pop, but. But so we had discussions like, hey, Fela Kuti is very important, you know, and politically it's very important too. And
they didn't know him.
Some knew, some not really. So we had interesting discussions, but you know, what can I say? I cannot come from Europe and tell them what's interesting. You know,
I mean, it is, of course, not a neighboring country. Yeah. It's like it's West Africa, Nigeria,
of course, it's very
Kenya
different.
Is East. So.
But it's both English-speaking countries. So
that's
why
true.
I thought there will be some more bridges, but Well, somehow they are. I mean, there's some people, of course, know Fela, and he's important for some people. But it was fascinating. And they also, well, what they have a lot, and what I really discovered and loved was the Kenyan gospel.
Okay.
Because they have a branch which is like close to American gospel, but quite cheesy. I really not really enjoy. But I went to churches to listen to the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. But my friend, he took me to some really small shops there, and we bought some tapes.
Kenyan gospel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
it's interesting.
Wow, it's very interesting.
I know Ghanese gospel. It's really nice. Yeah, but,
it's quite different. But okay. It was. If you don't know it's gospel, you don't know it's gospel. You know.
It sounds
very poppy and strange. And but you know, different between gospel and blues, it's the lyrics. It's not the music.
Like, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Bluesmen like Skip James and stuff. Actually, I was playing Skip James with my friend, and I was playing some Skip James tune, and then he was slamming into it, and then I was singing the tune again.
Well, that would be a question to me, but like, what was your input into their culture? Because they have, obviously, reggae, hip-hop, what you're saying. You're coming from Americana background, sort of?
Not just, but...
Not just, okay,
Because I sing a lot of French traditional songs.
Okay, so also the European folk?
And so I had my shruti box with me there, which was also very interesting for them, so...
Yeah, what is it, sorry, the...
Can I show you that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's like a harmonica.
It's like an harmonium.
Harmonium,
but without key, without... Well, I'm talking to the micro. I need to talk to the micro.
Let's see if
Yeah. It's like an harmonium without keyboards.
Wow.
And you just sing to it. You can choose your tone and then...
It's a bit like Indian.
It's an Indian instrument.
Oh, it is Indian, yeah.
So I'm singing lots of French traditional songs with that, but I'm also singing.
And it's really loud, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Like that. Sorry.
Great.
So I was singing also songs like that, and they were also...
And they were into that, of course.
Yeah, it was fun.
Of course they were, yeah. So did you record? Yeah, you recorded stuff with them?
Yeah, well, we've won a bit, but it was always... Lots of things to do and to prepare and to, so with my Zoom we recorded some stuff, but nothing professionally, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just interested in what it would sound like, a blend of, European folk and, Kenyan folk, basically, or hip-hop, but yeah. So that's not something that's going to come out?
Well, the stuff we edited for the Kenyan radio... It's mostly him slamming and also his own hip-hop songs.
Yeah.
And then there's one song with me and the guitar playing Skip James. And then also an experimental song we did with a Karl Marx text and about tribal property. And
you got that on tape somewhere?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
We can maybe put it in the show.
Yeah, sure.
That's great. Yeah, send it up. I'm curious.
Yeah. And it was fun. And we also talked a lot with them about I had a project called the Human Jukebox.
Yeah,
I'm in a box and nobody can see me.
Okay.
And I've learned 200 songs by heart, guitar and voice.
Oh, wow.
And people have a list and they choose and they pay something and then
that
they enter
awesome.
The song code on a calculate machine and I look at the number and I play it. But they don't see me, so it's...
Yeah.
And this is something I would like to do there because they all work in these kind of boxes to sell stuff. And so I felt really, wow.
They immediately would understand.
Yeah, and I met lots of great artists, like visual artists, so they could help me.
They have
building
all these,
it and, yeah.
These they paint everything there.
Yeah.
That's
so it
great.
Could be something I'd like to do.
So you're going back?
Well, I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Now I have one record coming up with Alastair Roberts and then another one in January, so I'm...
You're pretty occupied.
Yeah, but then...
We'll talk about that after the next song, okay?
Yeah.
You want to play another song?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I will try with special effects. So.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
For the people, he's got a clamp.
Yeah.
Clamp with a piece of wood. And
yeah.
He's now attaching it to the desk. And
let's see how it goes.
It's probably a percussion instrument.
No, it's more like a weird slide. It's a weird bottleneck to have I will do like that. To have like a third end, you know?
Okay. This is something that only people from the live stream can appreciate.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, it's...
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, let me see how I can do it. So the guitar is not in a way... like that, and then I do like this.
Yeah, it will pick it up.
Yeah. And I wrote a song to it that I finished in the train coming here, so...
Oh, great. So you wrote another song.
Yeah.
Are you very prolific? You must be. I mean,
not really. I'm good at improvising songs, and when I have time to write, then I'm
Because you're coming over to the radio show with two new songs, one today and one yesterday. So I'm like, oh, really?
No, but I am in process of writing songs, and it was a bit difficult, and
so it goes in waves.
Yeah, and I did an album a few years ago now, but it's the 24 Hour of Comics in Brussels. People have 24 hours to draw 24 pages of comics. There's a theme, and then and invited me to do 24 songs.
Oh yeah.
And it was a text by John Locke, the philosopher.
Oh yeah.
So I did 24 songs about John Locke.
Yeah.
And I released 13 of them on a vinyl. So I'm good at if I have no choice and you tell me you have one day to write lots of songs, then I will do that.
The deadline.
If you tell me
works for you.
You have all the time in the world and no specific subject.
Okay, I'll go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
So what's the name of the tune?
There's no name.
Oh yeah, of course it's new. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Let's see how it works. Not so good because of the table shape, but okay, I will. Okay. Few days working with those guys stuck in an apartment. I'm not so keen on working on this Ginsberg poem. And Sam is so cool, did I even meet an evil Sam? I even think it's a great name for a girl. Should I open the second one? This bottle of Bourgogne is nice. The Côte du Rhône we had earlier is too acid. And there's a sleepless night ahead. Who will I abandon in my dream? Maybe two bottles were too much. And it's cold, no it is not. Oh, will you please don't let things rot? It's just today that I found out that you were fasting. Wish I could spend time in Glasgow and learning all these Eskimo songs that I always find hilarious. The girl sitting next to me is dozing off. It's quite funny. At times those trains ride bring good anecdotes. That this one is fascinating, but her movements are interesting. It's like an experimental dancer is performing just for me. Tonight talking about Brussels, about Céline, about Musil, I feel this will sound very French. This collapsology brings me nausea, it's eerie. I'd rather talk and talk and talk about Duke Ellington. In fact, I'd rather not talk at all and listen to Adelaide Hall or Ivy Anderson or even Ethel Waters. A whole evening of name dropping will be heavy, or so it seems. I hope those guys will bring enough bottles. The whole purpose was to use the slide in so I did it with my hands anyway.
It sounded good. It really sounded good. It was really it sounded authentic.
Yeah,
I really liked the sound.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your the project that you're working on now.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Can I first say something before I forget?
Sure.
There's a friend of mine called Howie Reeve from Glasgow.
Okay.
He's a great musician. He plays acoustic bass and sings, and it's very special.
Okay.
And he plays tonight, is Friday, right? The 23rd. So yeah. He's playing at Koffie & Embacht in Rotterdam.
Okay.
And so if you're in Rotterdam, go and check this out.
I won't be, I think.
I mean, the audience, people listening, if they are in Rotterdam.
That's great.
It's really cool.
And I'm somebody in Rotterdam, just go.
Yeah, and I might play there also early January on the 4th. So
great.
Yeah. And tomorrow he's playing very close to the station in Beamhus with The Kift.
Who? This guy.
This guy, Howie Reeve. So if you're in Amsterdam.
The Kift. Yeah, we all know The Kift, yeah.
Yeah, I love them. So he's playing tomorrow in Beamhus with The Kift, so...
Ah, and the Beamhus is a famous place.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if I would have known earlier, I would have stayed tonight in Amsterdam to check them out tomorrow.
It's a great venue. Yeah. Really. Okay, that's good. And what is his name again?
Howie. Reeve. R-E-E-V-E. Howie Reeve. Or Reeve.
Oh, yeah. And what's his? How do you spell his first name?
H-O-W-I-E. Howie.
H-O-W. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Howie or Howie. Yeah. Hey, can you show the audience the EP, double EP?
It's a double EP, yeah.
That you've just finished. It's actually came out yesterday or today.
Yeah.
And let's see if it's... So tell us a little bit about the project and who is on it.
So there's... my trio is called Tartine de Clou. So this is a trio I have. We sing three French guys, French traditional songs in harmony.
Yeah.
And Neil McDermott, who is a great fiddler from Glasgow, and Alasdair Roberts, who is a
Alasdair Roberts.
An amazing.
I'm a fan. When you spoke his name, I was like, Alasdair Roberts.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan too since very long, so I'm very happy that we have this project together now. And Alasdair is an amazing performer and he's a great, great songwriter.
Yeah.
And he also sings lots of very, very old traditional
and
songs.
He's a very wise man when it comes to old mining songs and everything. He knows so much about folk music from all the British Isles, basically. And
That's how I met him. I met him a few times. I invited him to play in my cinema and he stayed at mine. And we are both folk nerds. So we So we stayed in touch and we're changing records stuff. And
great.
And then I did a... 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a vinyl with my trio, and we sent it to him, and he liked it enough to write an article in Fruits, which is the big folk magazine in England.
Okay.
And then he had some money for Celtic Connections in Glasgow to invite whoever he wanted.
Okay.
And he invited us over and asked Neil to play with us.
Great.
And we went along very well, so then he was invited in residency at The Cube in Bristol, which is a cinema.
Hmm.
That I knew because I saw.
Of course, you're a movie buff and cinema guy. Yeah.
And so they asked him, "What you would like to do? You can do whatever you want." Say, "Well, I'd love to invite those French guys and my friend Neil to record something." So I contacted this great label in Brussels, Ukraine, and I know Phil from Ukraine very well, and he puts amazing records and often quite related to some haunted aspect of folk music.
Right.
And he was really keen to release it. And, So we did record in Bristol.
In the cinema.
Yeah. And those guys said, we know Guillaume from the cinema. So they were happy to find those connections and stuff.
So it
was all, you know, long stories and people who know each other since long.
And that's good when it goes organically, right?
Yeah. So
that's
it was really organically. And then, we recorded two nights.
Huh.
With audience, we selected, Ali and I, we selected films to show about folk.
Hmm.
We did some workshops, singing workshops. We did, you know, a whole 5 weeks of
even
residency.
Workshops. You were there 5 weeks?
Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah, oh, days, yeah.
5 days. And, and then we recorded it, and we liked it, the result. So Phil said, okay, let's put it on an EP, and now we are going on tour.
Yeah, you're even touring it.
Yeah.
Which is great. Where are you going? Which countries are you?
So we start with Amsterdam.
Woo. Yeah, so this is the start of the tour.
Yeah, so it's...
next week, right?
It's next Thursday, so 29th of November at Caviar House. This is cinema.
The cinema, yeah.
There's a film, Bad Boy Bubby, at 8, and we play at 10.
Yeah.
And it's going to be first night of the tour, so come. We need support.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we play there, and then Brussels is the big concert.
Yeah.
On the 30th. And then we go to Besançon in France. Then we go to Geneva.
Even Geneva?
Yeah, to Lausanne.
You get a European tour?
Yeah, 1 week, but intense. Every day we play, every day. And then we end up in Paris.
Okay.
Which be quite interesting also.
But you're not playing in the UK then?
We'll do a tour in April
later
or May.
On. Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
We're organizing it right now.
Because Alice Darris, of course, he's got all these contacts. We'll
yeah. And he's touring all the time. He just released an amazing record with the Furrow Collective.
Oh.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's really.
I got to check that out.
Yeah. Ja, het is impressive. I mean.
Ja.
Hey, we gaan nu luisteren dus naar een nummer van de dubbele EP O Cube van Alasdair Roberts, 13 de Clou en Neil McDermott. Het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren heet Year Waxing, Year Waning en het is van Alasdair Roberts.
Well, can you play a song from the from this album?
I think you can
do it. Yeah?
Yeah. It's a song by Anne Briggs.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you know her. Yeah.
Only the name.
She's but. She's a folk singer from the 60s. She still is, but she's like retired.
Yeah.
And she was very close to Bert Jansch.
Yeah.
Bert Jansch. Hero of mine. So I have to retune the guitar because it's...
What tuning do you use?
Now it was a standard one, and now it's dead gad for this song.
Oh yeah, dead gad.
Yeah.
Yep. Open D.
Yeah. Well, it's open D with a G, so it's dead gad then.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah, of course.
That's the one she uses for the song. So.
Okay, yeah. What's the name of the tune?
It's called Go Your Way, My Love.
Oh, yeah.
drawing water from the well, spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And as I wander through the trees, I'm picking up the windy leaf, looking daily for you, I do prepare. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. Friend and stranger tell stories. When asked where you might be, magic stories that are brought to me. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And may the west wind speed your travels, and the sun be on your hair, and make believe I am with you all over there, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. As I sit mending clothes that you will never ever wear, I wonder where you might be sleeping now. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. From the well, spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
We gaan er nog een nummer luisteren van het album. De dubbel EP die is uitgebracht door Alasdair Roberts. Samen met nog wat andere mensen. Waaronder onze gast van vanavond. Guillaume Maupin met zijn band Tartine de Clou. En natuurlijk met Neil McDermott. En het album heet, of dubbel, de dubbel EP heet ook Cube. Cube. We gaan luisteren naar het nummer, wat volgens mij heet het Les Aiguillettes.
Les voulez-vous connaître les enfants sans souci, il faut les aller prendre un dimanche au matin. Sortant de la grand-messe, compagnon, d'où viens-tu? Je viens de la taverne, mon argent est pendu. de la taverne mon argent répandu.
Si tu voulus me croire, ton argent t'aurais eu.
Si tu voulus me croire, ton argent t'aurais eu.
Tu aurais bu de l'aigre et laissé ce bon vin.
Tu aurais bu de l'aigre et laissé ce bon vin.
J'aurais vendu ma robe et mon pourpoint de satin.
J'aurais vendu ma robe et mon pourpoint de satin.
Rossignolet sauvage, rossignolet joli.
Rossignolet sauvage, rossignolet joli.
Va-t'en dire à mamie qu'elle n'aura plus d'amis.
Va-t'en dire à mamie qu'elle n'aura plus d'amis.
Il est parti en guerre, c'est pour le roi servir.
Il est parti en guerre, c'est pour le roi servir.
Servir le roi, la reine et sa patrie aussi.
Servir le roi, la reine et sa patrie aussi.
Rossignolet sauvage, rossignolet joli.
Rossignolet sauvage, rossignolet joli.
Va-t'en chercher mon fifre et mon tambour joli.
Va-t'en chercher mon fifre et mon tambour joli.
Pour donner des aubades aux enfants sans souci.
Pour donner les aubades aux enfants sans souci.
Qui sont à la taverne du Kyou,
qui mangeaient du rôti.
I want to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I really, really liked it. Some great stories.
Thank you.
And, well, anytime if you're back in town, just let me know. And okay. Would love to have you back.
Thank you.
And, yeah, just send me up the stuff.
Yep.
So I can play it on the show.
Cool, yeah.
Thanks a lot. And, okay, guys, next week we have Matt Pless and the Moody Orchestra, two artists playing, so stay tuned. Bye bye.
En dan gaan we nu nog luisteren naar een nummer van een vorige sessie van Jerry Spurlock met Rex Reason. En dat is een nummer waarin ik ook meespeel. En het is toevallig ook een nummer wat ik geschreven heb. Dus ja, het nummer heet Over the Hill. En daar gaan jullie nu naar luisteren.
What's the song called?
Yeah, thank you for hosting this part, Jerry. This song is called Over the Hill. It's my own tune. And yeah, Jerry just found out it's about a convict, right? It's about being in jail.
I think so.
All right, let's do this. Hold on, yeah. One, two, three, four. Well, I got 16 years toiling in the garden. And now I know everything that can get me killed. And I wouldn't believe in any pardon, but there's always something over the hill. Over the hill, far away, sun, I will stay.
always be ready to be relieved. And I know you wanted me. I was happy to be free. But now there's always high land to be seen. They say that grass is always greener over yonder. They say that poppies adorn a lonely grave. How the sun warms the dirt, it makes me wonder, is there anywhere on earth that still feel safe? Over the hill, far away, in the sun, I will stay. I will always be ready to be relieved. And I know you wanted me. I was happy to be free. Now there's always high land to be seen.
Dan gaan we nog één nummer draaien voor Marcella. Zij komt uit Zwitserland. En zij speelde anderhalf jaar geleden op de radioshow. Het nummer wat we naar gaan luisteren heet Lovely Bird.
Thank you. trees, those you love.